The John and Billy Show originates out of Charlotte, North Carolina. And in the Pulitzer Prize-winning paper, the Charlotte Observer, just looking through the sports section, there's an ad for a...
What page is that on?
...local ski
for people
store.
People who want to read along at home.
12A.
Page 12A.
12A.
All right. It's a sporting goods store.
A sporting goods store. And here they have a sale for Rossignol boots. Let me read this. Clearance, $79.97. Rossignol R77 ski boot. You'll ski like a faggot with these.
Wait a minute.
Originally, $119.96.
It doesn't actually say that.
Read that
Yes,
there.
It does.
Read that there.
Let me see.
Bugle
that.
Boy.
Wait a minute.
Look at it.
Wow, you're right. $79.97. I can't believe it. I saw these for $69. I didn't get that much.
Randy, you don't need them. You already ski like a faggot. I got news for you, buddy. I mean, it's got to be a misprint.
Yeah,
No. Have you ever had a pair of those on? Oh, man.
I mean, your feet, you don't feel like you're touching the slope.
Yeah.
Hey, now listen, but wait a minute. Remember when somebody told me I was fat and stupid the other week, and Jackie told me that street talk, like fat, like the skiing is fat, man. Like, oh, you're fat, like F-P-H-A. How do you spell it?
F-P-H-A?
No. How do you spell the fat, the cool
one? P-H-A-T.
Way? P-H-A-T, yeah, fat. Yeah. And stupid means like, you know, funny. You're stupid, right?
Yeah.
So I'm fat.
So maybe
stupid.
You ski like a faggot. You're saying maybe that's some kind of a streetwise thing that means
you're
very good on the slopes.
Maybe that's a good, hey, man, skiing like a faggot. Fat and stupid faggot.
Take it from someone in my position, all right?
Yeah. What is your...
It's not street hip.
Okay. There is no streetwise equivalent for that.
No. Randy said, take something from... What is your position here? As your wife stands right beside of you.
That's right. My wife, who had a child by
me.
Yeah.
Like they say, just because you're married don't mean you're
Wait a minute. Don't get off on this now.
Okay, now, but what kind of word... If that's not a cool hip slang expression... Then what were they trying to say?
I guarantee whoever laid out the ad just wrote some copy to fill until they got the correct copy and forgot to change
and forgot to change it. Yeah.
Just to help the layout.
So we wanted to call. Did you get the manager on the phone?
By the way, it's the Sports Authority.
Okay.
And I did call them, and they're upset about it, too. They don't know how it happened.
Uh-huh.
They had nothing to do with it.
Mm. And the manager will definitely not talk to John Boy Billy about
fact,
it.
In fact, he said, no. He said at least 100 phone calls this morning.
Ooh. Now, are people mad?
I can't wait to see the correction in tomorrow's paper. In our ad yesterday, the Rossignol ski boots will not make you ski like a faggot. We regret the error.
Oops, we were wrong.
In case somebody wasn't paying attention at the beginning, the ad says, you'll ski like a faggot with these. And so I asked him, I said, now, are you getting a lot of response about it? He said, 100 phone calls. I said, are people mad or are they laughing? He said, so far, about everybody's been laughing.
Mm-hmm. Well, we'll take care of that. get ready for the groups because they listen to the show to look for something to fuss about. I mean, they're going to pitch a hissy. You'll pitch a hissy in these. Wow. I mean, but what word could it be? I mean, it's bound to be just like Billy said, just a blatant error.
Yeah, somebody was just trying to fill some space until they got the right copy, I guarantee you.
It's fag, like they say in England, a cigarette. They call it a fag. Yeah. I'm going to have a fag. So maybe you're smoking down the slope. Yeah, that's it. Yeah.
I'm smoking. Somebody stop me.
I'm skiing like a faggot there, good buddy. Yeah, that's it.
No. let's call him back now, disguise my voice. Hi, I was asking, do you have any of those boots left?
you know, the unfortunate thing, somebody very likely will lose their job.
Oh, they shouldn't lose their job over that. It's just a misprint.
Right. Yeah,
it's all right.
It's harmless. Come on.
Yeah. Well, Randy, come to think of it, that might be a step up for you. Maybe you ought to call over there. All right, anyway.
Oh, look, here's they also have a clearance sale on workout togs that says, you'll look like a big fat tub of crap wearing these.
All right, maybe that's cool, too. Call them.